private sector job creation continues to climb. So do planned layoffs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Fewer people lined up for the unemployment line and for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department said just moments ago that number fell to 372,000, low enough perhaps to drop the unemployment rate. Plus, payroll company ADP says private employment jumped by 325,000 in December, nearly twice what economists were expecting. And job placement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas said planned job cuts were down between November and December by 1.6%. Let's get the latest now from the firm's CEO, John Challenger, who joins us live this morning. Hey, John.
Good morning, Steve.
What do we make of today's report coming out of your office on planned layoffs?
Well, very positive news. The layoffs have been very light throughout the fourth quarter. In fact, the December number was the lowest we've seen this year since June. Companies are holding on to their people, and certainly private sector employers are adding new jobs at a fairly strong clip every month. It's just that the government is cutting jobs and is going to continue to do that into 2012.
Besides your report, John, we got some other positive job indicators. Are we trying to turn a corner here?
Well, let's hope so. We've been in a kind of a three steps forward, two steps back pattern since the recession ended 2.5 years ago. Let's hope we're not just in another three steps forward phase and we'll break out of that pattern and really start to see the unemployment rate drop in 2012. But there are certainly clouds on the horizon there. This cutting of core jobs, sailors, soldiers as they come back home, post office workers, government workers, is really going to slow down consumer demand.
John Challenger with Challenger Gray & Christmas. John, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now in Europe. German shares are up slightly, but in London, they're down slightly. Here at home, warehouse store Costco said today December sales rose by 7% at its stores open at least a year. That is lower than expected. Chain stores The Limited and Macy's, however, posted strong revenue gains. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added just 21 points to close at 12,418. Time again for Attitude Check as we take America's economic temperature.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said!
After strong showings in Iowa this week, Republican presidential hopefuls Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney are scouring New Hampshire today, telling Granite State voters how their respective economic policies would bring America out of the doldrums. Today, we gauge how people are feeling about the economy compared with the mood in early 2008. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he's with us now. Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
I want to start with some comparisons on key economic indices, like, say, consumer confidence. Where are we now, and where were we 4 years ago?
Right now, we're still in negative territory, although it has been improving some. Coming into January, it's actually looking a little better. You ask about 08, Steve. The key is it was different. Back there in January of 08, people were rating the current economy as pretty good. Where Americans were very negative back there is looking ahead. 75% said then they thought the economy was going to get worse, and they were right. Now, Americans are less confident in where the current economy is. However, they're a little more positive about the direction of the economy. So there's some different components going on now from 4 years ago.
What about the jobs picture, Frank? How are people feeling about jobs?
Much worse than they were in January of 08. That's before the anvil had hit people on the head back then. Right now, our job creation index, where we ask Americans, workers, is your company hiring or firing, is at a plus 14, which isn't too bad. But if we go all the way back to January of 08, that was at a plus 26. In other words, in 08, Americans told us their companies were hiring a lot more than they're telling us right now that their companies are hiring.
And the most important problem, Frank, facing the country as we look ahead to this election year, what are people telling us?
It's still the economy. 64% of Americans say something about the economy is the top problem, either the economy in general or jobs. Actually, in third place behind those two specifics is worry about the government. But if we go all the way back to 08, it was totally different. It was still, believe it or not, the war in Iraq that was the top problem as we entered the year 08. By the end of that year, of course, it had shifted, and most Americans said it was the economy. But as we went into 08, Americans were still worried about the war in Iraq and also health care. Relatively few told us that the economy was the top problem back then.
All right. Gallup's editor-in-chief Frank Newport. Frank, thank you.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
Shares of Netflix jumped more than 11% after the movie rental service said subscribers watched more than 2 billion hours of movies and old TV shows in the last 3 months of the year. Meanwhile, Netflix is producing its own TV shows, releasing its first original series, and all of those episodes at once. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why.
Some of my favorite shows are on at 8 o'clock, smack in the middle of a delightful bedtime ritual of book reading, stalling, and tantrums with my 2-year-old twins. So I've started watching episodes back-to-back on DVD when I've got some spare time.
People are watching when they want, as much as they want.
That's Netflix spokesman Steve Swayze. He says that's why Netflix decided to release all 8 hours of its new series Lilyhammer on February 6th.
You don't want to wait week to week when you can have the next episode right now. You know, we're becoming a society of instant gratification.
Media analyst Ken Doctor says it's not a bad strategy.
Overall, this gets them greater market share because it's going to make a bigger splash.
Doctor says Netflix is also hoping the instant gratification will be enough to lure back some of the 800,000 subscribers it lost last year. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, a Polish art student admitted to hanging one of his own paintings at the country's National Museum. The student said he didn't want people to have to wait 30 or 40 years for his work to make it into a museum. Bad news for the artist, museum employees had the work removed. But the good news is, it took him 3 days to notice it was there. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The monthly jobs report inspires a lot of predictions, but look no more, because here's a preview.
Our best estimate that would be on Friday. The government will report very little change from that 8.6 that they reported in November.
I'm Tess Viglin. The forecast on unemployment, courtesy of Gallup. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.